Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. It's common for countries to give aid to another country in need, whether it's medical supplies for malaria outbreaks in Africa or teaching supplies in the Middle East. Many governments do their best to help. Christopher Robbins, an assistant professor of art and design at Purchase College, State University of New York, describes a project that helps individuals understand the living conditions of those in need.
My work operates on the cusp of public art and community action, utilizing art as a way to expand the potential of everyday acts. I do this by creating frameworks about what a space can be, what a culture represents, or how a journey is defined. For instance, the Ghana Think Tank Project, which I do with my collaborators John Ewing and Carmen Montoya, asks one culture to solve the problems of another culture from a purposely remote distance. We then implement their solutions, whether they strike us as brilliant or impractical. Now, this sort of thing goes on unnoticed in our society all of the time. Think of international development, politicians, urban planners. The people coming up with solutions are generally not the same people having those solutions imposed on them. So, in the Ghana think tank, we decided to reverse that power dynamic and ask the quote-unquote developing world to solve the problems of the quote-unquote first world. We collect problems in the United States and send them to a group of think tanks in Ghana, Cuba, El Salvador, Mexico, Serbia, Afghanistan, and a group of incarcerated women in the Boston penal system. These think tanks provide solutions which we implement back in the U.S. It's become a way to explore the friction caused by solutions that are generated in one context and then applied elsewhere, while revealing the hidden assumptions that govern cross-cultural interactions. In the end, people are able to physically experience another culture's view of them, as they are part of the enactment of that other culture's solutions. Assumptions become experiences.
That was Christopher Robbins from Purchase College, State University of New York.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Is there a time to unfold?